I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Dozens of Transportation Security Administration employees protested outside of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport's domestic terminal Thursday. This as the government shutdown entered its third week. The workers, who are members of a local union that represents TSA employees, marched with signs and chanted slogans. A union representative told WXIA-TV that some TSA agents have already walked off the job because they are being forced to work without being paid. Others who remain on the job have been instructed to decline tips and gifts from travelers due to agency guidelines. A bipartisan commission exploring replacements for Georgia's aging voting machines has made its recommendations. The Secure, Accessible, and Fair Elections, or SAFE Commission, voted Thursday on a report that suggests the state move to ballot marking devices with a paper record of votes cast. The lone cybersecurity expert on the commission and two Democrats voted against the report. Speaking to the AJC, incoming Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says the majority of counties prefer a machine-marked system instead of paper ballots.
And we've had a lot of discussion. People talk about paper hand-marked ballots. But when the counties weighed into it, and they thought about their cost, and you look at the total cost of the whole system, but also the ease of voting.
Lawmakers must now decide on criteria for any new voting system. The Secretary of State's office hopes to have that system in place by the 2020 election. A coalition of civil rights groups making a push to remove symbols of the Confederacy from Georgia is using this year's Super Bowl to help get their message before the public. The group says they'll hold an anti-Confederate rally on February 2nd in downtown Atlanta. They've also enlisted the support of a marketing firm to launch a cell phone app called Invisible Hate. According to a WXIA report, if a person is standing in front of a Confederate monument, the app will explain the reason why it was erected and provide quotes from the person or persons the monument honors. The coalition also says they're launching a door-to-door education campaign throughout the state, asking the public to contact their elected representatives and encourage them to support legislation mandating removal of Confederate symbols. The King Center in Atlanta is preparing for the January 21st federal holiday honoring the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. King Center CEO Bernice King announced a calendar of events on Thursday while also calling for an end to the ongoing government shutdown.
We continue to pray that the members of Congress and the President of the United States will find a pathway forward so that the people who work for our government every day can get back to work and support their families.
The shutdown has closed the King Birth Home as well as the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. But Bernice King says she believes there's still plenty going on to engage people seeking to commemorate what would have been her father's 90th birthday. Georgia's House Speaker David Ralston says he is not in favor of trying to pass a so-called religious freedom law that protects people acting on religious beliefs. The Republican says he's concerned a state version of the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, quote, has a real potential to divide us as a state. On the campaign trail, Republican Governor-elect Brian Kemp repeatedly vowed to sign a religious liberty bill, insisting such a law doesn't discriminate. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks are in Philadelphia tonight for a game against the 76ers. Tip-off for tonight's game is 7 p.m. The Hawks are in 12th place in the NBA Eastern Conference. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.